Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, I know a lot during the season we talk about habits. Some of the things that you saw from the team in Vancouver, even in Calgary, did they seep into the team's game on Tuesday?
Absolutely. Our board work and our net front slot coverage has slipped the last few games, and as a result, we've given up a lot of goals. So we addressed some of that this morning. I do believe, Judd, there are times in the years where schedule catches up to you, but that's now behind us. We had a day off yesterday. Probably would have been a good time to practice, have a work day, but the way the collective bargaining agreement is, you schedule a day off. There's not much you can do about it, but I have faith in the guys. I trust this group that we'll get back to it tonight. Get back to our roots, our identity. Play better away from the puck in the dirty areas and willing to work harder to keep it out of our net. That's usually, where we start. They got us on a run here recently, just before this little hiccup, and hopefully we get back to that part of the game, and I think the offense will take care of itself.
When it comes to those details with the board work, play in front of your net, what do you want to see tonight?
Well, I want us harder on it, stop up the puck if there's no play to be made. You want underneath support once it's shipped out to get pressure on the D if you're not able to handle it yourself. In the slot, I want to see people stop in there and not circle out of there hoping we get the puck. And then you got to be harder in your battles. In Vancouver, it was a little bit, we were in the area, I'll say that, but we didn't compete hard enough. Whereas Calgary, a little more, we were out of the area because we didn't compete hard enough initially for the first puck. So we got to marry those two things where we're back to our identity. And like I said, I think we'll be fine.
You had mentioned after Nick Ritchie's debut, you wanted to take a look at the tape to get a better feel on how his debut went. After looking at it, what'd you see?
I saw a guy who has the ability to make some plays along the walls on breakouts. He had a couple of good little touch plays on the rush. Nice play to Coyle late in the game. Could have tied the score. We're off net on that chance. Couple below the goal line that didn't connect. So he has the ability to hold off people. He's a big body, and then see the ice and make those little touch plays. So that part I like. He had some hits. Certainly tried to finish his check. Nobody made a big impact on the game, to be honest with you, in our group. So we have to keep in mind, you bring new people in that are complimentary players. You're here to support the group, help the group. Certainly can have their moments, but that's kind of what they're going to bring, or we expect. If there's more there, that's awesome. That makes a great deal for us. So I think people forget that. They're going to go as the team goes, typically. So that's kind of how I measured it too the other night. Our team didn't go very well, so no one really looked good. And I suspect Nick will be better tonight. And one of the reasons is he'll be a little more comfortable. I think the other reason is I think our team will be better, so everyone will look a little bit more like themselves.
To play off that, he's going to play with Andre Kasha and David Krejci here tonight. What are some of the things that you're going to look for from that trio that would lead you to believe, hey, things are going well?
Well, if they can get out of their own end, if, like I said, Nick can get the puck into Krejci. Krejci is good through the neutral zone. If he doesn't have a play and he gets it behind, Andre's good on the puck. He's a buzzsaw type of player, so we'll see some energy there. If they can make plays on the rush, we saw it with Nick the other night. We know Krejci can make plays, and Andre likes to shoot the puck. So I suspect that if they do have time and space, we'll see some good plays to the net. Nick went to the top of the crease the other night a couple times. He knows his role in that regard. And then getting pucks back, hopefully they're able to hang on to them and create a little off the cycle. Righty-to-righty plays, you've seen them a lot. Berge to Pasta, so those guys can connect. And if Krejci and Andre have some chemistry, you might see a few more of those plays with Nick going to the net. So that's kind of what we're hoping for. But it'll be their first game as a line, so let's hope they take a good step. And, again, we're not going to overanalyze it for one game.
How much of these last 5 weeks for you and your coaching staff is about nailing down the combinations on lines 2, 3, and 4?
It sounds funny, right? You're the top point-getting team in the league, and we're still sorting out lines 2, 3, and four, but I'll certainly take my share of that. I like to tinker. I like to, you know, exhaust every combination to make sure we're not leaving something on the table. It's just the way I think. Sometimes it's necessary, and sometimes I want to try something that you don't get a look at. We don't have a lot of practice time, so sometimes it's hard to judge that stuff in practice, but that'll definitely be at the forefront. Again, tonight, I like the way the lines are set up. I think on our fourth line, we've kind of moved people around. We're still trying to figure out the best fit, but at the end of the day, we do have players that know how to play that role. We just got to get them, you know, back to that part of their game. Sean, left wing versus center is something we're looking at. Obviously, who's on Coyle's left wing? Is it DeBrusque or is it Richie type of thing? But again, those are fairly interchangeable in game. Now you mix in another right winger that's new. We really got to pin down Andre's role here. With Kretsch likes that right shot, so you know we're going to assume he would be a better fit than Cooley. Yet Cooley comes in and does a good job for us last year, plays well in the playoffs. So I think we're pretty comfortable in the long run with whatever we need to use, as long as everyone's healthy. But again, if we can find the right balance, it makes us, you know, 10% better. That's sometimes what puts you over the top.
Last thing, you're going to see the Dallas Stars here tonight for the first time since opening night. What makes them so stingy, and how do you attack them tonight?
Well, it's just in their DNA. They've played that way. First, it starts like us with goaltending. They got two solid goaltenders, guys they can rely on every night. So they clog up the middle of the ice. The bigger bodies up front. They manage the puck. They play behind you. So they're not a high-risk, you know, run-and-gun Toronto Maple Leaf sort of team. It's just not how they play. So you have to know that you got to be stingy with the puck. You got to manage it. When you get opportunities, you got to bear down. We saw that the first time we're in there against them. They certainly have guys that can hurt you offensively. But in general, that's the way they play. You know, they're a little bit of a mirror image of us. I'd like to think we have more high-end talent. They may argue that, but you know, the ability to be a little more creative. But at the end of the day, I see a team that plays a lot like the Bruins, so I think we need that type of team right now to get the best out of us.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Stars are coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.